you know, no chance of taking a false reading, Tom, out of an enemy, because, listen, it was nice for that group of players to get a victory. They haven't experienced too many victories when they were, when this team was minor, so they didn't win the game in the championship, and they only won one game in the minor league, so it's been a long time coming for them to get another victory again, so it does a lot for confidence. But listen, it's neither here nor there. It's very much a work in progress, so it is. I mean, like, after the Mayo game, we were working on things, and we went out and changed a few things for the Roscommon game, and tomorrow again we'll be looking at tinkering around with a few things, and it's a work in progress the whole time. You're always experimenting, and you're always looking to progress and try different things and work at it, and this is an hour match tomorrow, and it gives us an opportunity to keep working on the wee bit of progression that we've made to date.
And you give up home advantage to play the game tomorrow and have it ahead of the senior game?
I wouldn't say it was necessarily giving up home advantage. I would say it was a great opportunity when the opportunity arose, it was too good to turn down for the group of players to get the experience playing before a crowd. We've been very lucky with the way our games have fallen. We had out the previous game against Roscommon. It was a curtain raiser to Roscommon and Leitrim in the championship, so there was a decent crowd and good buzz around that day, especially the second half as well. It'll be very similar to tomorrow's game, but probably the advantage is for us that there'll be a lot more Donegal support tomorrow, and I know that people will be wanting to come up and get a look at the under-20s tomorrow probably, so it's an advantage in that way to us, you know.
Yeah, and you're going in with the advantage of two competitive games under your belt against the Tyrone team who are playing the first game in the competition.
Aye, listen, and Tyrone's always a benchmark, you know. We were just talking there this week to the lads, the three-year groups that are available to us, the 20s, the 19s and 18s, the three of them have suffered defeats to Tyrone on their careers the whole way through, so they have, and they've never beaten Tyrone, so they have their current under-18s, under-19s, under-20s. They haven't beaten them when they were minors. So listen, that's the task that we're up against, and obviously that Tyrone team, Tom, be heavily backboned by the Tyrone team that would have won the All-Ireland at under-17 2 years ago, which would make them boys under-19 now, the likes of Dara Canavan and that, you know.
And tell me, I know you've lost Ronan Doherty to injury, picked up in the Roscommon game. How otherwise are you in terms of team-wise?
Yeah, it was a big loss for us now, losing Ronan. And we're just lucky at the same time that we have players that are chomping at the bit. And Ryan McMahon came off the bench that day, his own clubmate from Milford, and was phenomenal and had a real impact in the game when he came in. And listen, we seem to have had that this year in the last two games we played. Tom, the impact from the bench has given us a lot. And again, against Roscommon, the game was in the melting pot with 12 minutes to go. It was 2-8 to 1-7, and we sprung a few more fresh legs from the bench. And the big emphasis within the group this year is that you have to bring huge energy coming off the bench when you come in, and it's something that the boys are really buying into. But Ronan Doherty's not going to be easy replaced. Ryan McMahon's done a very good job the last day. He was there last year. It's a huge experience for us. Would have played with Donegal minor as well. Good, solid fella. And we're just lucky that at the same time that we've had people like Mr. Moore and our team doctor last weekend, who was able to get him sorted ASAP and had him at Santry on Monday last for an operation, you know, without getting the boys focusing and implementing their KPIs. Got into the game and trying to keep the focus. It's difficult, Tom, for young lads coming in and playing in their county football when they haven't played now maybe in a couple of years, to get that mental focus switched back on for the full 60 minutes when they're in. I mean, it's hard to keep that mental focus in, but listen, we're working very hard on that, and as I said, it's trying to implement our KPIs and trying to keep that going and trying to keep the concentration there for the 160 minutes. And we're lucky that we have a good bunch of lads that are hungry and very humbled for the opportunity that they've got to play for Donegal. I mean, with the panel well whittled down now, we're learning lots about players that are going through. I think way back to the start of the year, there's 150 players turned up for trial, you know, so we're down to 30-odd at the minute, so we are. So there's not too many players in the county we haven't had a look at. There's not too many lads we don't know about out there.